It is. Do you have any golden nuggets for us before we end the segment?
Be gentle with yourself. We are in a very peculiar time right now where a lot of us don't know if we're coming or going. A lot of us don't know what's real or what's fake. We're questioning everything, everyone, everything making. Be gentle with yourself. Spend more time with your intimate time with yourself. Mirror work. Looking. I saw one of your YouTube specials where you were talking about speaking over yourself and speaking into yourself.
Mm-hmm.
We don't do that enough. We don't. More people to look at us than we want to look at ourselves. And so my real healing came, Jennifer, when I was able to look into the mirror and say, look, Shirley, we're going to do this today. I'm depending on you to change not only your life, but the life of the people around you. You got 7 days to get on a schedule. What do you need? How can you? Because you're going to be the authentic and realist. You're not going to lie to you. Ain't so many times you can lie to yourself. Because you're staring yourself in the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
Spend more time, intimate time with yourself. Look in the mirror and figure out who you are and what your real, the needs of your soul are. That's where the real healing and change happens so that we can assist other women. Your mirrors, right? We're mirrors. And so if we don't like what we see, we turn around and we run away. Get into that mirror, begin to like what you see. So then you can be that can be a reflection of the people that you begin to interact with. So be gentle with yourself and be loving with yourself.
Be gentle with yourself and get into that mirror and talk to yourself and look at yourself and say, you know what? This is what I need from you to do today. And listen, I remember at one point, I couldn't trust myself. But if you ask me right now, Jennifer, who would you run to right now?
you're like her.
Listen, I love the family that God has given me, but I had to learn to love me. Yes. Learn to depend on me and or to be dependent and independent, but to also, how are you showing up in the world? Am I showing up fully, half-heartedly? And like, am I being fully present? Mm-hmm. Like, then I had to learn, like, what is it that is driving me and pulling me to do what? To draw out the excellence in these women.
Yes. Very nice.
And I'm like, oh. So I'll be watching you. And oh my God, I wish I could vote for you. But
okay, you will. We'll figure out a way to make this work, Miss Jennifer. I appreciate you allowing me to come up here and to let people know that I'll be running for the U.S. Senate. For the state of Texas, for the city of Houston. I appreciate all the work that you do for us as a collective, as a community. I see you. I appreciate you. I've been watching your YouTubes and I've been listening to your podcasts and I've been encouraged by you. So thank you.
Oh my gosh. Thank you. Listen, I'm glad that somebody's listening to me.
Yeah.
I'm just being silly, but I am so for us right now.
Yes.
I am for us. I didn't know how to fight for myself, mm-hmm. but I can fight for us tooth and nail down to the bone.
Yes.
Why? Because it is time. It is time for us to rise up. It is time for us to look at ourselves, to love ourselves, embrace ourselves, and learn to trust ourselves again.
Yes.
With what? With ourselves.
Yes.
Instead of handing it over to just any and anybody. No.
Absolutely.
You have to stand united because this change is happening now.
Yes.
And the change is here.
Yes.
And is I'm ready. Here. I know that's right.
We're ready.
I know that's right. I am so ready. And listen, send me the link. You're speaking where? Where are you speaking next?
I am speaking tomorrow at a virtual conference. It is called Becoming Ourselves. If you go to Instagram and go to Julie Wenger's page, it's JuliWenger. There is a link there that can get you a ticket to the Becoming Ourselves conference. You can also go to Eventbrite and type in Becoming Ourselves and you can get a ticket that way. So Becoming Ourselves conference tomorrow. You can also inbox me on Instagram at Shirley, S-H-I-R-L-E-Y. _Gore, G-O-R-E, and I can get you the information for the conference as well, or either on my Facebook, Shirley Gore.
Now, Senator Shirley.
Yes.
Now, if people wanted to get into contact with you and to communicate with you or to request you for speaking engagements, how would they be able to get in contact with you?
They would email sgore dot sgp at gmail.com. Again, that's S as in Shirley, G-O-R-E, S as in Sam, G as in Gore, P as in Paul, at gmail.com.
And they can follow you on Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter.
Yes, Shirley Gore.
Shirley Gore. And have you written any books or?
I just finished a journal, and hopefully by the middle of next year, it will be published.
Okay. And let's see. What is your number one concern right now? For, I guess, 2021, for the people in your city and in your state?
Hitting the reset button, being able to trust again because of all that has happened. And so I just, showing up in love, pure and utter love, reintroducing love back into the city. So the lack of love is my biggest fear right now. Will we ever be able to trust each other again? Because everyone is suspect because of the current political climate. Mm-hmm. And so resetting that political climate into making it a climate, again, I keep saying it, where we are one nation under God.
Mm-hmm. Now, it is going to take time. I say that a lot. Now, a lot of people say, okay, with the new administration that will be coming in, we as human beings, we're so insta everything, insta. But it is going to take time to not only reprogram a nation and a system that is, people don't like to change. You know what I'm saying? People don't like change. And 400 years of now we have to reset our mind the way that we think and reprogram everything. Mm-hmm. And I think it has to, I know that we have to be patient, but people want to see results. And I remember when Obama was in the White House that they tied his hands. Oh my God, I was so angry with them because he was such a good father to the nation and he was such a wonderful president and he loved this country. And then this is how good God is. God goes, okay, you didn't want the man that I had. Listen, he sent us Obama and we didn't want Obama and we ended up with Donald Trump. And this is what happened to the country. The country was divided. It was just now he's given us another chance and he's sending us Joe and Kamala. And my biggest concern is that the House and the Senate support them. Not play that politics that they've been playing all those years, but really, really, really support them in the changes that they're going to be making for the nation. And I think that is essential.
Yeah, as long as we have their back and allow and not try to manipulate. When we manipulate, it's when we try to force constraints and force things into time constraints, and then the world is in an uproar because it's like, well, we gave you 30 days. And it's like, I never said to give me 30 days. I said, give me 4 years just because you wanted it to happen in 30 days, right?
So, you said, give me 40 years. And
right. And some of y'all still ain't got it right. And you 50, 55, and you want somebody to come in and change a whole administration for a nation in 30 days. That's crazy.
That's not even realistic.
No. So if we just can support them and in the allowing of everything happening the way that it should, that's the only thing that we could do with our current president. We just had to allow it to happen. So we have to support them, make sure that we're helping our local legislation make the appropriate things. That's support that we can give them, coming in on a local level. So then when it's time to get to the Senate, they don't have to do as much work because we've already been backing them. We've already been showing up into the room saying, this is what we like, and you have our back. And we have the question.
Now, here's the thing. What do you recommend for, I guess, young women and women in general that they want to get into politics, but they don't think that they can or they can't? What would you recommend for someone that is, I guess, uncertain?
Just decide.
Make a decision.
If it was dropped in your spirit, the path has already been made.
Make a decision. Make a decision.
And that's literally what happened. It was like, I decided, and then I was calling all of these different people that I know that are in politics, and I'm like, so what do I do after I decide? And they were like, start raising money now. Everybody knows, start raising money now. Your decision was all you needed. And it's like, but it's more difficult. And it's like, no. Start doing your research. Read your proper books. Find out what you are stone cold Austin for. Don't find out about what you cannot be moved.
And then
go with that. You can be be unshakable behind a certain topic or behind a certain need. Mm-hmm. And then go for it. And then run.
And then run. And run without fear, without shame. Just open yourself up and
run for your life.
Girl, run for your life. I like that. Run for your life. Because that's basically what's happening.
That's what I'm doing. I'm like, I'm 40.
That's what I'm doing right now.
I want a legacy to be left behind. I don't want all of my work to be in vain. I am running for my life.
That makes a lot of sense. It makes a lot of sense. Now, would you recommend more women, women of color, get into politics?
Yes. Absolutely. There's a certain, in order for real change, we are able to speak from a place of hurt because a lot of the hurt has been happening to us. For us, with us, our sisters and aunts and mothers dying during childbirth and the lack of resources and the lack of funding and the lack of all of these things, there's something to it when a woman of color speaks to you. We are great storytellers.
Mm-hmm.
We speak from a place of certainty. We speak from a place of, I've been there. Very rarely will you hear a woman of color speak about something she's never really been through, because we don't like this to not be knowledgeable about what's coming out of our mouth.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can get on these boards and say, this is what we are going through as a collective, and I have my sisters with me.
Okie dokie.
And we would like to... Thank you.
Listen, and I think it's time. And thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me.
Right.
And thank you so very much for fighting for the women in your community and the women in your state. And I think that I'll send you a copy of this link. And if we have like 3 minutes, is there any last words that you would like to say?
Let's get this done.
I know that's right.
I mean, I don't know if I've ever asked the world for anything. I don't think I've ever been bold enough to ask the world for anything. And so I'm asking the world to stand together for women's rights. I'm asking the world to choose to support the vehicles or how humankind even got here. That's all we're trying to do, is support the vessels and to make the vessels healthier, that keep the nucleus of the homes and the work going. Will you join me?
Yes.
Let's get it.
Let's get it. You got my vote.
Thank you, Jennifer. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, sister. Yeah, I can call you sis. Can I say
yes,
sis?
Yes, you can. You sure can. You sure can.
You're welcome, Senator Shirley. To be. How do you pronounce it? Okay, you are just
really Gore for U.S. This was for U.S. Senate, and so
it's for U.S. Senate.
Mm-hmm. Shirley Gore for U.S. Senate.
Okay, Shirley Gore for U.S. Senate. I will be following you, and I will be connecting the dots. And yes. I wish you all the best in the upcoming election. And you can, everyone, we can follow Shirley Gore on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and find out. Give her, she needs all of your support. She needs your support. She needs your support, because she is fighting for us. And thank you so very much. And listen, after you get elected, come back.
Invite me back and I'll come back, I promise. Thank you, Jennifer. I appreciate you.
I appreciate you too. Thank you.
Enjoy your day. Love you, sis.
Listen, I'm sending you a hug.
Thank you. I receive it. Thank you. Have a good day, Jennifer.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.